This Radio Iowa Sports Report is brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association's Corn Caucus Project. Check your candidate's ag policy positions at iowacorn.org.
This is Todd Kim with the Year in Review in Sports. As 2011 comes to a close, the Iowa State Cyclones and Iowa Hawkeyes are preparing for bowl games on December 30th. The Cyclones will play Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium. After a surprising 6-6 regular season that included the nation's most shocking upset when they beat number 2 Oklahoma State 37-31 in double overtime and knocked the Cowboys out of the national championship game. Jeff Woody scored the winning touchdown in double overtime, which sent Jack Trice Stadium into a wild celebration.
When I was going, I couldn't really piece it together because it's just another play. Once you get in the end zone, you realize the significance of what happened.
The Iowa Hawkeyes will play Oklahoma in the Insight Bowl after a second straight disappointing 7-5 regular season, which was capped off by a lackluster 20-7 loss at Nebraska.
I mean, 8-4 would have sounded a lot better, certainly. And yeah, I think there were two games. This game in Penn State, we really never got enough going to consider. We would have had a chance to win. Michigan State game, we didn't execute well coming out of the locker room. And, we fought back there, but we dug too deep of a hole. So, that's part of football.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Before the season even began, there was the failed attempt at a new Cy-Hawk trophy. Public reaction was swift and overwhelmingly negative after a new trophy featuring an Iowa farm family was unveiled at the Iowa State Fair. It led the Iowa Corn Growers Association and representatives of Iowa and ISU to announce they were dropping the trophy. Corn Growers Association CEO Craig Floss.
There are many things that were said to us organizationally and to us personally that there's no way I'm going to repeat in front of all of these cameras.
The Hawkeyes also made news off the field when 13 players were hospitalized in January with the condition known as rhabdomyolysis. The players became ill after a series of strenuous off-season workouts which had been done before in 2000, 2004, and 2007.
We can speculate that some convergence of two or three factors probably made this different than the other times this virtually the same workout had been completed successfully with no such injuries. But that is a mystery that is going to have to remain unsolved.
At U of I Law Professor Bill Hines, who chaired the committee that investigated the incident, the state high school wrestling tournament made national news in February when Cassie Herkelman of Cedar Falls became the first girl to win a match at the state tournament after Linmar sophomore Joel Northrup defaulted rather than take part in their 112-pound opening round match. In a statement, Northrup said wrestling is a combat sport that can get violent, and he does not feel it's appropriate for a boy to engage a girl in that manner. Linmar Athletic Director Scott Maiman said the decision not to wrestle was made by Northrup and his family.
You know, I'm sure it was hard for him, like it would be hard for anybody, but it's a decision that his family made, and that's what it is.
I'm Todd Kim with the Year in Review in Sports.